Up next on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Lovie Smith. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Kind of talk football and go on with football. We started spring ball Valentine's Day, so we got an early start with it. You know, we wanted the guys to get into football as soon as we possibly could, right after the signing date. And we're just kind of excited to, go through spring ball. And, you know, last year this time we, you know, had names on the back of the helmets and things like that. We know our football team a lot better. By doing that a little bit, you know, this time of the year, you know, you were a little concerned about, you know, how the weather would hold up if you could go outside. But everything cooperated well with us, and we're able to get in, some good days of work. We have some injuries that we're, that we're nursing still. Surgeries that, you know, have kept guys out of the all-season program. Our quarterback, Chase Crouch, was unable to go through any of the contact work through the spring. Mikey Dudek, really excited about, you know, getting him on the football field, and he's made a lot of progress, but we held him out of spring ball too. So we had some injuries that kept some of our key guys out, but for the most part, we got a chance to work, you know, some of our younger players in. We brought in three freshmen that enrolled early, so it's always good to get them indoctrinated into what we're going to do a little bit earlier. So, again, we need to make a lot of improvement. You know, three wins last year, of course, wasn't good enough, but we'll be a better ball club this year. Take your question.
Thank you, Coach.
To ask a question, please hit star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude the coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Shannon Ryan of the Chicago Tribune.
Hi, Lovie.
Hello, Shannon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right.
I was wondering if you could give any more detail just on how Chase and Mikey in particular are healing and where they are in their recovery.
Yes. Well, talk about Chase first, Shannon. I thought he gave us a spark when he came in last year, at the quarterback position that our team needed at the time. But where he is, he wasn't able to go through any contact work, but he was able to, you know, do a little bit of throwing with the team there at the end of spring ball, the last week or so. So he's right on schedule. You know, we've transitioned into the other part of our all-season program now, you know, lifting, running, and all that. And he won't have any problems. He's our starting quarterback, undisputed leader of our football team, and just can't wait to get him back out there. But no issues as far as the surgery that he had in off-season or during the season. Mikey Dudek, same thing. Mike's, you know, of course, both guys are – Mike is totally cleared. He won't go through any contact work until training camp, but he's running, doing everything right now. Don't see any signs of anything, you know, wrong with, you know, the ACL surgery that he had. See that same quickness that I've heard about but haven't been able to see yet. So both guys are right where they need to be. We had, as I say, some guys that missed spring ball, but when the next time we get together officially to really get ready to play in training camp, everybody will be available and ready to go.
I have one more, if you don't mind. With you guys doing your spring game in February, your spring practices early, how have you tried to utilize this time, I guess, a focus on recruiting? And, you know, how do you have the guys utilizing this time? It's a little bit more of an unusual schedule.
Well, I guess it's unusual for some. I mean, you just look at what you need to get done during the spring. Of course, there's a time to, you know, for the running part, lifting of all season. There's actual spring practice, and then there's the recruiting parts you have to mix in. When you do it, it doesn't really matter that much. Our guys, our coaches, will go out next week, transition into recruiting. We're a lot more prepared, you know, since we ended spring practice right before spring break here for our guys, for our players. So right after spring ball, of course, then you had time to, you start evaluating what you're going to do in the fall. But in particular, exactly what we got out of the spring. I'm talking about depth chart, where guys are going to play and all of those different things. So love the schedule. It's probably one that we'll continue to use.
All right, thanks.
Well.
Your next question comes from Steve McGargy with Associated Press.
I was noticing that you didn't have a spring game this year. You just had a practice to close spring and then the team get together, the bowling thing. I was just wondering, is that a personal philosophy of yours not to have a spring game? Was it just a one-year deal because of your injury situation, or why did you make that decision?
Well, as far as spring game, you, at the close of the spring, in an ideal world, if your numbers say so, yeah, it makes sense to have a spring game then. We had two big scrimmages where we went full go for the most part, but our numbers were down as much as anything, so it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to have a spring game per se. All of our practices open. People want to be able to, you know, if they would like to be able to come see us, you can do that at any time. And most of the people that love football at time of the year were able to come out and see us some way. As far as going in the future, if we have numbers that say we can do something like that, we will.
Thank you.
Welcome.
We can take one last quick question for Coach.
Your last question comes from Jeremy Werner with Scott.com.
Afternoon, Lovey. Just wondering, as you guys get ready to hit the road recruiting, obviously last year you got here late, the recruiting process started a little late. What are the biggest differences for you as you hit the road now this spring?
Well, you just have, you know, Jeremy, a lot more time to prepare. We know what we're going to do, where we're going to go. We've been able to define the areas a little bit more. We're going into a couple of we're going to try to concentrate on a couple of new areas that we haven't hit as much in the past. Last year, we weren't able to really get into Atlanta and to Georgia as much as we would like. And we really weren't able to hit Texas, whether it be Dallas or Houston, as much. So we've been able to get organized a little bit more and really get a good plan on how we're going to attack recruiting the second year. Even though we were behind a little bit last year, really love what, you know, the guys were able to do with this class that we have coming in. And can't wait, of course, to get this class, you know, this you know, class number two in the fold also.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Take care.